Welcome to your five for the day. I remember quite a few years ago that a young boy lost his life because another young man made the tragic choice to get behind the wheel of his car and drive drunk. Two families' lives were shattered because of a horribly bad decision. The young people who knew the boy who was killed asked the obvious question, why? Why did God allow this to happen? They wanted justice, not mercy for the accused drunk driver. Both mothers were grieving for their sons, one gone forever and another who was eventually sentenced to spend his young life behind bars. Grief is a multifaceted response to loss, particularly to the loss of someone or something to which a bond was formed. Grief is a natural response to loss. It is the emotional suffering one feels when something or someone the individual loves is taken away. Grief is also a reaction to any loss. The grief associated with death is familiar to most people, but we grieve in connection with a variety of losses throughout our lives, such as unemployment, ill health, or the end of a relationship. Every step of the grieving process is natural and healthy. It is only when a person gets stuck in one step for a long period of time that the grieving can become unhealthy, destructive, and even dangerous. Going through the grieving process is not the same for everyone, but everyone does have a common goal: acceptance of the loss and to keep moving forward. The process is different for every person and can involve a wide range of feelings, thoughts and behaviours. The goal of grieving is not the elimination of all the pain or the memories of the loss. The goal is to reorganise one's life so the loss is an important part of life rather than its centre. There's not a right or wrong way to grieve. Everyone grieves differently. As a Christian, while I grieve, I turn to God's word to find strength and comfort. The book of Proverbs says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding." The more you know God, the more you will trust God. What is there not to trust? He is completely loving, wise, powerful, and good. But it is one thing to express a belief in God, and another to actually trust in Him with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart means walking out by faith on His word, no matter what consequences or opposition you may face. Trusting God wholeheartedly also means resolutely refusing to lean on your own understanding. This, of course, does not mean that we are to give up the sound mind and reasoning spirit that God has given us. But it does mean that we are not to rely on our limited knowledge, experience, and emotions to guide us safely through life. The question to ask yourself is this: do you trust God in precisely those places where your natural inclination is strongest against His leadership or direction or commandments? When the Bible clearly spells out His counsel, will you take it, regardless of your personal preferences or preconceptions? It is precisely at those places where we are least inclined to listen to or follow God that we are most able to show our devotion to Him and our trust of Him. Is there an area of your life today in which you have opportunity to trust in the Lord rather than in your own understanding? If so, cast all your cares upon Him, because He's the only one who really does care for you.